Welcome to That American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. EP Sports is the top supplier in the UK for all of your American football needs, helping players and coaches reach their potential since 2007. Check them out at epsports.co.uk. Really fun episode we've got today. We had it planned for as close to Thanksgiving as we could. We've got the gang on and we've got a couple of guests and we are going to do a Thanksgiving quiz. Joe, do you want to introduce your guest first?
Yeah, so on here I've got my mate George, known each other for about 6 years. Another big NFL fan, big Ravens fan, as he's wearing his Lamar Jackson jersey there. And as you see as well, so we've actually gone for like a sort of a theme. So I've gone with my Johnny Manziel, which means we've gone for players with zero playoff wins. So it's just a smart, smart little theme there.
Craig, who have you brought?
So my guest today is someone who's been on the podcast a couple of times, we're all familiar with. Resident Chiefs fan, Fergal Spencer.
Hello, everyone.
And Tim, who have you got?
I've got someone who's been on the podcast a couple of times before as well, our resident Miami Dolphins fan, Simon.
Evening, everyone.
So, everyone, thanks for coming on. It should be a really fun night tonight. I've put a lot of work in to get these questions. So, first of all, I am going to judge you all on your team names. I do want to be impressed. So, we'll start in the reverse order that I just called you in. Tim and Simon, what's your team name?
We're called Mark Davis's Hairdressers.
Okay. Fergal and Craig, what's your team name?
Go on, Fergal. I'll let you say this one.
It's Dreaming of a Devon White Christmas.
That's good.
And George and Joe.
Yeah, so we were like, we'll go for a funny team name. So like, we were thinking that was a, you know, a team name that was funny, but we've actually gone for a name of a funny team. So we're the New York Jets.
High expectations.
Ooh, they're all pretty good names. I was gonna give you all a pass there and not give anyone more points because you all hit a good level and it makes it fairer going into the questions. So we're gonna go through five rounds. Each of them are slightly different. I've literally just made this up off the top of my head, so don't expect absolute quality. First one is a simple name the faces of the famous players that I will show you. We will put these up on our social media so you can play along as well. But yeah, it's only six of them. You don't have to name them in any particular order and you are getting 1 point per name. And yeah, here we go.
There's a solid...
Oh.
Joe's gesturing wildly at a wall.
George, this is a guess. It's probably very wrong.
Okay.
My advantage if you're really old, isn't it, Simon?
It does have an advantage, Tim. Yeah, you are right.
It could be. I think it's a shot.
We've got to put something down. You know, they say, if you don't write your answer, you know.
Screen sharing is coming off.
Oh, no, that's not, is it? No, it's not.
We will go back if needs be. Okay. On to round two. This is just football general knowledge, stuff you might hear in a pub quiz. And I found these particularly interesting. Question one. In the thrilling Super Bowl 52, Nick Foles led the Eagles past Brady's Patriots, Joe, in a record-breaking offensive game. How many punts were in that game? Doom, doom, doom.
Any games this weekend in particular anyone's looking forward to?
Ravens Steelers, if it actually happens.
It's a nightmare right now on both ends.
I had Friday booked off for that.
Oh
no way.
Yeah. No.
Seeing that more names got added to the COVID list, so that's not always a good sign. But they've moved the Cowboys game as well, haven't they? That's
it. Yeah, that moved to Monday, hasn't it? I mean, last I looked, wasn't it about, was it 12 or 13 Ravens players that were going to be out?
Yeah, do you reckon they've traced it back to one of the trainers and he was wandering around without his mask on and without his sacket on and stuff? So, yeah, I think he's going to be in a bit of trouble, isn't he?
Yeah, and then all the players, or I think all the Steelers players, were calling him out, like calling the Ravens out for not naming him and shaming him like they would a player. But
okay, Steelers are just scared, mate. That's all it is.
Exactly. Honestly, I mean, we're rolling at the moment, so
rolling.
Yeah, onto our backs, and that's it. You know,
turtle. Question two: name the three youngest starting quarterbacks in the league.
Starting as of when?
Today.
Okay.
A good question, though, Tim. I know where you're coming from.
Are we talking all time or just this season?
Like the current quarterbacks right now starting.
What's the...
Was that a question?
Oh, okay, yeah. No, it's just he's talking to me.
Okay. Question three. This one blew my mind and I'd be really impressed if you get it. How many teams have a star in their logo?
Ooh.
We are going on an honor system. I really hope no one's cheating, but
I
know what you're thinking of, and yes.
Okay.
I'm going off the Wikipedia definition.
There's a Wikipedia definition of a star.
Well, it's not a definition of a star. I read it and it said star. So I was like, okay.
Oh, look.
It qualifies as a star.
It's not really a star, is it? An arrow in the head.
Okay. Question four. Besides the Packers, what team was Vince Lombardi the coach for? Head coach. The fourth round is so fun.
We're still having a bit of an argument here.
On the stars one. Yeah. It's kicking off on our WhatsApp.
Oh, literally, I read that one. I was like, really? A little investigation of every single logo after that.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, besides the Packers, what team was Vince Lombardi the head coach for?
No, Craig, not the Packers.
Hey, question five. Name one of the two left-handed quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
Tim's got a big PFF table, like spreadsheet on the computer of every star ever.
Just want one of them, you say?
Just one of them.
Okay. Wait, just one.
If you can name two if you want, but I'm only going to accept as long as you get one of them.
Yeah. Can we possibly add to her?
I hope so.
That's bold. Already anticipating Hall of Fame.
This is all from Madden for me.
Okay, question six. Who was Brett Favre drafted by?
Oh.
Got it.
Yeah,
yep. Yep.
Okay, sounds like an easy one. Question seven. Who is the only player in the National Football League and the Canadian Football League Hall of Fame?
Yeah, go that side.
Yeah.
This isn't
is that seven?
First rodeo.
It's not him. It's not. Yeah, Craig. Yeah.
That was question seven, yes. Okay, question eight. What was the first Super Bowl to use Roman numerals?
Oh,
this is making some riveting listening.
There's listing.
Was there a crossover period? Because I'm sure like WrestleMania started going from like Roman numerals to like normal numbers at some point. Maybe they just like traded like lines when they were going through it.
The last WWF game I had, it was called WWE. WWF, which was the oldest one. WWF Federation.
Hmm.
Okay, question nine. Sebastian Ganikowski apparently kicked a field goal of what length at Seabreeze High School?
Oh, I remember researching this.
Go on, Tim.
If no one gets it, I will take the nearest answer.
Is it like something mad?
Yeah. But he was a rather large gentleman.
Yeah.
Big. What did they call it? What was his nickname again?
Seabass.
What a name.
He's the guy who looked like he could barely move when he was running on and off the field.
Yeah.
He couldn't at the end. We had to wheel him on and off.
one of the best returns I've ever seen. That Harrison one.
Is that the lineman?
Yeah, the D lineman, James Harrison for the Steelers. Like, guys, he picked it up near the end zone. There was guys literally making tackles, getting up off the ground, outrunning him and blocking for him again as he was getting further down the field because it took him that long to get down the other end of the field.
That was Super Bowl 44, was it?
I can't remember what the game was. It was a while ago now. Like
that was the fumble return. That was the interception, sorry, not the fumble return.
It was that funny. I think they ended up doing a Saturday Night Live sketch on it. Like, if you haven't seen the clip, look it up on YouTube. It's pretty funny. Like,
okay, final question around one. Question 10. How many teams in the league have a marching band?
I know one of them because they annoy the fuck out of me every time they're at Wembley.
Oh, Tim loves a drum line.
Oh, fucking hate a drum line.
A drum line if you're in Scotland. Okay, anyone, any questions repeated in round one?
Question one.
Question one. In Super Bowl 52, Nick Foles led the Eagles
past
the Patriots. How many punts were there in that game?
Is the first bit necessary?
What, in the thrilling Super Bowl 52, Nick Foles led the Eagles past Brady's Patriots in a record-breaking offensive game?
Yeah, that bit.
Oh, yeah. It's necessary.
That's just stating a fact, Joe. There's not a problem here with facts.
It's actually history, isn't it?
Adding another word on each time.
It's entertaining for some of us.
Yeah,
before we move on to the next section, I've got a question for our guest today. Who are you predicting for the Super Bowl now?
I think it can't be. Are we going matchup or actual winner?
Yeah, just matchup. Who's making it from the AFC? Who's making it from the NFC?
Saints, and then I think the AFC is a bit of a throw up between Chiefs and Steelers, unfortunately. But I think Chiefs might do it and go back to back.
But you've got your money on the Saints.
I've got money on the Saints from the start of the year, but
same here.
So I'm hoping that just none of the AFC big boys winning it, hopefully. Just can't be seeing that.
I mean, even Joe's stance on the Packers has turned of this year.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're a good team. What can I say? Oh, I don't want to be lying, do I?
How about you, Simon?
Yeah, I definitely think the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will take some beating, especially if they avoid the Raiders, because obviously they're seems to be their bogey team at the minute. Mm. The NFC is a tough one. I think the Saints, obviously, with their quarterback issues at the minute, with Breeze being out. So, I'd like to see the Cardinals do it, but because that's a tough division. But I think the Rams might be a little sleeping giant.
You're not wrong.
NFC at the minute,
they have been a surprising team this year, I think.
Especially as we slaughtered them as well. So,
Fergal, are you as confident in your Chiefs?
Even more so. Yeah, I think the Chiefs definitely from the AFC. I think from the NFC, the matchup we all want to see is Packers Chiefs. I think that would be a very, very good game. But really,
it's a look-alike threat.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think Packers, I just think they're going to take a bit of beating if they get to the playoffs.
Yeah,
I like watching the Packers lose now because old Rodgers has got his slot on the Pat McAfee show, and like especially with them losing to the Colts this week or the week just gone.
Oh, such a close game! Oh my god,
it's so good seeing Rodgers in a bad mood. He's just like, oh, I love it.
Yeah, great.
Like he gets like old man grumpy.
Yeah, the whole. I mean, I know it was a few weeks ago where it was like, oh, you know, my off years or whatever are career years for other quarterbacks. It's like.
He's not lying.
No, true.
So do you guys want to go over your answers now and then the next round, or do you want to do answers at the end?
Do them. If we do them now, we can keep a score going.
I want to do them as we go, see how we're getting on.
Yeah, let's keep it tally then. Right, so let's go to the answers. You are keeping your own score, so again, please be
okay.
Yeah.
So we'll go over the faces as well.
Yeah.
So the six faces were Deion Sanders.
Yep.
Yep.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Bart Starr.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson.
Yeah. Yes, come on.
Yes.
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
And Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Smashed it.
Three,
four. I did say.
Anyone get six?
Yeah, you did.
We got six.
Yeah, we got six.
Jojo.
What did we get?
I mean, I've counted three.
Yeah, three.
Okay, three. Okay, don't worry. There's still a lot.
Yeah, we've got to be honest here. I did say it's in the chat, Sanders, but Joe told me it was Sean Taylor.
I saw 21 in Washington, and I just sort of went for it.
I've seen a lot of stuff to do with Sean Taylor popping up on a lot of the news feeds recently and some of his high-right reels. Like, his high-right reels are something else.
No, we didn't think Jay Cutler was Sean Taylor.
I was looking at which one you got wrong.
And Dion was, that was the only one that I was really confident about, but, you know.
Ooh. Yeah, because he's always on the TV, isn't he?
There's a bit of friction there already, Joe.
I'm sorry, mate.
There's definitely some easy and very hard questions mixed in.
Adam, are you vaping a printer ink partridge or something?
Yes. answers to number one. There was one punt.
Oh, good guess.
What a game that was when the Eagles led the terrific Eagles defense into the arms of Tom Brady. He dropped the ball like a sweet baby. Anyway, question number two. The three youngest quarterbacks at this period of time are Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, and Kyler Murray.
We got two or three.
Kyler's younger than Lamar.
Yeah, we got
get all three for the point.
We got two.
Jake Luton. Yeah. I thought Lamar was younger.
No.
I thought Darnold's younger than Burrow.
Darnold is literally 2 months out of that. He's 2 months than Kyler.
Yeah, we went Luton. Luton, Tua, and Herbert.
I even thought Herbert was a bit... Because he's... I mean, what did he Herbert's go really for college? Because he... Or did... I thought he came quite late. Because could he have declared...
He was 8 days old for them. Question number three. There are four logos with stars in them.
Oh, yes. Do you want me to name them?
Yes.
Go on, then.
Okay, we've got Cowboys.
Yeah.
We've got Texans.
Yeah.
We've got Patriots.
Yeah.
And we've got Steelers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Close.
I couldn't have done that. I think we set up on five at the end.
I never knew Patriots had a star on their little...
Yeah, on the Flying Elvis.
Oh, Joe, I hope you knew that. I hope they were in your count.
Well, mate, I went seven, didn't I?
Yeah, because Joe just immediately goes out and hires something like seven.
Oh, yeah. Just got... Never heard that before.
Did you need all four, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Answer to number four was the now Washington football team, the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Okay, question number five. There are two possible answers. It's either Steve Young or Ken Stabler.
Sim, I had them both.
Yep, well, the same.
Number six. Who knows who drafted Brett Favre?
Falcons.
Falcons.
It is Falcons, yes.
Yes.
George.
Yes.
Number seven. Who was in both Hall of Fames?
Warren Moon.
Yep, Warren Moon.
Nice.
Number eight, the first Super Bowl with Roman numerals was number five.
Nice and fine.
Good guess, that wasn't it.
It was Craig's eighth birthday.
Number nine, did anyone get this one? Anyone know it?
75.
Joe and George 78. Were 75. What? 78 with Craig and Fogel. What do you say, Tim and Simon?
70.
The answer was 82.
Oh,
what?
So, Fergal and Craig, you guys can have a point for being nearest.
Wow.
And finally, did anyone know the two teams with marching bands? We do have two fans with one of them.
Yeah, the Ravens have got one.
Yeah.
The Vikings have got one.
No.
I thought it might be the Saints or something.
The Washington Redskins. Redskins.
Ah.
Who?
The Redskins.
So we were just looking for the number of teams, was it?
Yeah, so if you got two, you get the answer.
Oh,
we put what a guess, Tim.
I mean, we completely forgot what the question was.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be that obvious. It can't be that much of a one that sticks that we thought we'd have a chance with if we couldn't remember what it was.
I would have gone for like 20 odd.
I would have said like six or something.
Right, on to round three. The title to this one is stats, but it's pretty loose on the stats side of it. Just to warn you, because it started off in that way.
Can we agree to a drinks run after this round?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to take one now or one after?
After, I think.
After, yeah.
I'm good for this round.
Okay, excellent. Right. Question number one. The Steelers are currently drawn for second with the Cowboys for the longest game sack streak at 68 games with a sack. Who stands in first? A, the Giants. B, the Buccaneers. C, the Packers. Or D, the Broncos. The Steelers are currently drawn for second with the Cowboys for the longest game sack streak at 68 games with a sack. Who stands in first?
So this is current streak?
At this point in time, yes.
Okay.
Giants, Bucks, Packers, Broncos. I found that quite an interesting moment. I found that. And that Steelers defense doesn't look like it's quitting anytime soon. I think Stephon Tuitt and TJ Watt are like in the top five of most defensive stats. It's absolutely nuts.
Watt is a joke.
What did they grow in Wisconsin?
On a farm with three other brothers who are as big as him or something.
They just throw
him. See his touchdown yesterday on Thursday.
He literally just like.
But he's quick as well. I mean. I think it was the quarterback who gave up on trying to chase him down.
Lions.
Yeah, Lions.
Yeah, Matt Stafford.
Stafford. I think bottled trying to tackle him.
Okay. Question number two. There is only one team that has gone 13-3 and then lost in the wild card round. Who is it? Is it A, the Packers? B, the Steelers? C, the Saints, or D, the Broncos?
Okay, not that then.
Do you repeat them answers for us?
Packers, Steelers, Saints, Broncos. The only team to go 13-3 and lose in the wild card.
13-3, but losing the wild card, not getting a bye on a 13-3.
A most embarrassing fate. Okay, on to question number three. Aaron Rodgers used to hold the passer rating record for quarterbacks, and that's over 1,500 pass attempts as kind of a standard. Who recently overtook him? Was it A, Deshaun Watson, B, Dak Prescott, C, Matt Stafford, or D, Patrick Mahomes?
That was passer rating.
Yeah, passer rating on that sports facts thing, pro football focus thing.
Mm-hmm. You get an extra point if we know what the passer rating is.
Nerd, no. I do want to go to a pub quiz with you, Fergal. I think it would be pretty lethal.
We did. Do you remember the one we went to for, was it Craig's birthday? And the host tried flirting with me the whole night.
Oh, yeah.
In the font.
Very funny in font. Oh, yeah, I do remember that very well. Okay, question number four. Which tight end has the most touchdowns in his career? Is it A, Antonio Gates? Is it B, Harold Carmichael? Is it C, Rob Gronkowski? Or is it D, Tony Gonzalez? Joe's face, I don't know if he's happy or sad at those names.
Harold Carmichael, is he the tallest receiver to play in the NFL?
Yeah, he was essentially what the first tight end because they just kind of made a position for him.
Yeah. I think I had him in my Madden Ultimate team about 3 years ago.
Yeah, he's a bit of a tall man. 6'9 or something, 6'11. Do you remember when there was that banger? Banger. Baylor tight end that was like 400 pounds. That was like 5-6 years ago.
Juan McGarrett.
Oh, yeah.
When he caught
breaking back. News. Has anyone seen this? Matt Patricia's just been fired.
Everyone have a drink.
Have they hinted at who might replace him? Is it like...
No. Ian Rappaport. And I'm pretty sure it is the real Ian Rappaport because I've done this before. Yeah, definitely the real Ian Rappaport.
Okay, so that's big news.
Thank God.
Awful. I think they needed it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was such a frustrating team to watch. Like, that team could be so dangerous. And they've shown that they can be on the day sometimes when they've got the stuff together. Like,
I don't know how Matt Patricia's... He took a 9-7 and didn't go 9-7 for like 3 years. Like, good job, Lions. I'm sure you're pleased with that. So, question number 5. Which running back has scored 40 points in a game? A, LaDainian Tomlinson. B, Jim Thorpe. C, Ernie Nevers. Or D, Emmett Smith. Which running back has scored 40 points in a game? A, LaDainian Tomlinson. B, Jim Thorpe. C, Ernie Nevers. D, Emmett Smith.
Is that 40 points on the field or 40 points fantasy?
40 points on the field. Fantasy. Jim Thorpe was also that Olympian guy who ran without proper shoes on, I believe.
I thought you meant Ian Thorpe, the Australian swimmer, who had like size 18 feet.
At that point, they're just flippers.
Mm. So, talking of fantasy, I think, have I claimed the first round bye already?
He's 11-0 in our league. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Your team is ridiculous.
I know.
I've been
very, very lucky with injuries. Like, yeah. I think my first injury, like IR, was David Johnson the other day, and he's been useless all year anyway.
I was third, but I think my last game, I forgot to do my lineup, and I was playing Tim. And Tim just destroyed me. Tim had a pretty good week. So I've dropped to like fourth now, I think.
I've been very lucky. I had one. I was against the other week and I think I won by a point or something. So,
was it me?
But we keep rolling. I'm ready to lose in my first playoff game. Like
All about the playoffs.
Exactly.
Okay, question number 6. Which quarterback has thrown for the furthest in a season? Is it A, Tom Brady? Is it B, Drew Brees? Is it C, Peyton Manning? Or is it D, Ben Roethlisberger? Thought that one would stump a few of you because they're all the same quarterbacks. Which quarterback has thrown for the furthest? Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, or Big Ben?
That's a toughie, that is.
Yeah. I will say I think the difference is a yard between first and second.
I do know that Jameis Winston had like a top 5 yards performance ever when he threw for 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions.
It's just hindered though, isn't it?
Question number 7. Which of these four did not So which one of these four names did not rush for a 2,000-yard season? So you got Terrell Davis, A, Walter Payton, B, Barry Sanders, C, or Eric Dickerson, D. Who did not rush for 2,000 yards?
We're on that strategy of elimination where someone says, I don't think it's these two, so it leaves the other one to pick one for remainder.
Teamwork makes the team work. That's round 3. Anyone want any repeating questions or anything?
So that was seven.
That was just seven questions that round.
Cool.
Have I got eight answers, Simon?
Did you find like a top seven stats you wouldn't believe in the NFL?
Well, it started off with like really niche. Like I was searching on all these like different quizzes and stuff. And then I was like, I just can't find anything else. So I just went on like the stats websites and was like, top five, wee. If I'm going to be honest.
What was number four?
Number four was which tight end has the most touchdowns in his career? Okay. Antonio Gates, Harold Carmichael, Rob Gronkowski, or Tony Gonzalez.
Are you happy with that, Joe? Your choice?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Right, everyone, go fill your glasses and empty your bladder. And we'll recommence in 2-3 minutes.
Oh, he's focusing for the wine.
He's in for the long haul, by the sound of it.
Got work tomorrow. I need to get as much alcohol in as possible right now.
Just a small glass, yeah?
It's small.
I'm on my home. I'm on homebrew. It's good stuff.
Oh.
And it's I'm good. On. Found it on the delivery.
Yeah, he ordered some. I'm on the gluten-free San Miguel's.
We have an orange chicken tonight. Yeah. Honestly, we found this recipe and it's fucking banging. And we make it like every week and just freeze loads of it.
I'm going to get a takeaway on stream. I'm going to get a Wagamama.
Oh, yeah.
Craig said he's going to go for a wee and he's literally been about 4 minutes.
He is an old man. He has to change his
clothes. He takes his time to go and get a drink. He's just doing some extra research, I reckon.
I'm appreciating how you're just flying straight into the old jokes.
It's got to be done.
Okay, let's go over the answers for round three. Welcome back, everyone, if we are doing a break thing like that. So, question number one, the answer, who has the highest sack streak of 69, which is just one over what it is currently. It is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
How many sacks was that?
They have 69 sacks in a row. Cowboys and Steelers are playing 68.
Picked up on a commentary talking about that the other day when I was watching the game.
Okay, question number two. Who's the only wildcard team to go out in 13-3? It is the Saints.
Yes. Oh, Tim.
Is that the Vikings game?
I think it was actually, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to say something else, and Joe just said it's the same. It stinks of heartbreak. It has to be the Saints.
Yeah, because Packers and 49ers, weren't it? They got the byes last year.
Do you not listen to me, son?
Yeah, I think I know after all.
Also silent, like after that game, whole Superdome was just like you could hear a pin drop. It was crazy.
Okay, question number three. It was Deshaun Watson. Yeah, Deshaun Watson just passed.
I mean, I'm just surprised that Lamar wasn't in there as one of the options, to be honest.
Great arm.
Underrated passer.
If a lot of the really young ones weren't in there because you needed a minimum of 1,500 pass attempts.
I think if they did a rushing rating, I think he might top that one. But then again, be challenged by Kyler.
Yeah. Very true.
Okay. Question number four, the answer was Antonio Gates.
We got one.
Yes.
With 116. Yeah, but I thought I'd throw everyone off with Harold Carmichael because he was nowhere near the top.
And where was Gonzalez in all this?
Yeah.
Gonzalez is like five beneath Antonio.
Close enough. That's a half point.
Yeah.
Right. Question number five. Who had the 40-yard game? It was Ernie Nevers, who did it in 1929, Thanksgiving. So it was a Thanksgiving-related question. There we go. I'm thankful for you.
Because 1929.
Number six. So which quarterback has thrown for the furthest is Peyton Manning.
Yes.
and he's currently 1 yard in front of Drew Brees, so that record is to be broken when Brees is back, unless he retires.
Well, no, he'd go a whole season and break it to break that one.
You are.
He couldn't just come back and resume a season that's already been played.
Oh, yeah. I think when he's still
I was wondering what on earth you were on about for a second.
I'm getting all the questions mixed up in my head. I'm question crazy. And yeah, I gave away the answer to question 7. It is Walter Payton that did not go for 2,000 yards.
I see, Tim, you listened to me then, didn't you?
Listen, I'm not saying anything from now on, so you can answer more.
Yeah, and which letter was he? Just that was one where we just picked one.
It was like B or C. He was one of the ones I said it definitely wasn't.
Payton was B.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
if you just guess, me, I'm fine with that. Okay, so how are we doing for points, everyone? Joe and George, what are you on?
We're still, from my calculations, we're still in single figures.
Just 9, yeah?
We're on 9.
The first question with the pictures, was it 1 point for each picture?
Yeah. Yeah, even with that,
I've just realised why Mahomes wasn't the answer for the passer rating one. He's thrown for 1,473 times. So
Fergal and Craig, what are you on right now?
We're 15.
15? And Tim and Simon?
13.
Yeah.
13. Okay.
So still in it, Joe.
You can definitely come back.
Oh, yeah.
Right, we're moving on to round 4. Okay, so this one, a lot of these, like, they have an answer, but you're probably not going to know the exact answer. So I encourage you to be creative and just guess. Because if no one gets the answer and you guess the funniest one, I'm going to give you the point.
Okay.
If you're relatively close enough and no one else is close, I'll give you it as well. There will be rationale, but I generally just want kind of see where your imagination goes if you don't know the answer. There are also some physical tasks involved.
Sorry.
Heard of him before.
Okay. Question number 1. When Andy Reid won his first Super Bowl with the Chiefs, what was he quoted saying he would do to celebrate?
Oh, shit, I know this.
Craig.
You know, I think that's the answer, Fergal, no.
Why?
Is that answer appropriate for listeners to listen to afterwards?
Yeah, maybe.
No, George, I think it was that.
Yeah, okay. I think that sort of came to mind.
Yeah.
Question number 2. In the 2015 Super Bowl win over the Seahawks, Tom Brady won the keys to something. What did he win and who did he give it to?
Won keys to something? Come on, Joe, this has got to be... Really?
Yeah. But who did he give it to?
Yeah, Tim, go with that.
Okay, question number 3.
Got to be, isn't it?
Terry Bradshaw was a backup quarterback in his first 2 years at college behind Phil Robertson. What did Phil Robertson go on to do with his life?
What? So we just got to guess what this man did with his life.
Mm. He is famous. I'll give you that. He is still currently famous.
What was his name, sorry?
Phil Robertson.
Would he appear in your bookmarks, Adam?
No. What, can you see my screen still? Yeah.
No.
No, because I know Tim's taking the mic because he's This is where I kind of just started to run out of questions. Question number 4. What's the dumbest thing that Antonio Brown has done? You get
You get
one option to choose one thing, and whoever remembers the dumbest thing gets the point.
We have that answer.
Yeah, go on in.
Okay, I hope everyone's got their pen and paper ready. This is a physical activity. Draw your logo from memory.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm allowing it because Fergal is wearing it on him. But yeah, draw your logo from memory.
The only way I can look at it is in my screen and it's backwards.
And then I want you to send a picture into that little group chat, please.
I'm really not made for this. I mean, I could just look down, but...
Look
at you're keeping integrity there, George. I appreciate that.
We don't cheat on this team. The Jets do not cheat.
Let the world know.
We lose on purpose.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
At least you are living up to your name.
Yeah, that's very true.
You do have 0-9 points.
Yeah, literally.
0-9.
Oh, my.
Mine just looks like a sheep.
So, yours is right behind you on your background.
I know. I can't draw, though. It looks like a sheep.
We are Welsh.
Yeah. I know I'm Welsh, but still.
I want to see Joe's. I'm looking forward to Joe's.
No, you're not.
But they may just not have it.
You know what? I'm just going to call it there. I'm not going to bother calling it in.
This is a... Okay, I want to point out, I was not an A-grade art student.
Yeah, it's not just a memory game. It's also an art game.
Oh, well, I'm fucked.
Yeah, snap.
No, fucked it.
Tim, I love yours.
Very good. Yours is a bit like a Wheeler version from... The one-eyed raven.
One looks like a fish.
George, yours looks a lot like a pigeon.
Yeah, I know. I started to think about that. It looks a bit more like a seagull. Yeah, pigeon.
Woof that!
Oh no, mate, I can't draw.
What, Joe?
At least you got the star in there. Okay, so I'm going to give the best drawn pair. I'll go over the answers later. Thank you, Simon.
Beautiful, Simon.
That is impressive.
That is a prehistoric creature.
Well, that's going to give me nightmares, that thing. Jesus.
The megalodon.
I told you it was kind of like a sheep with something else on it.
To be fair,
it's like it's lying on an old spud with all the roots coming out of it.
Okay, question. We'll get those pictures up on social media as well. Question 6. Why is a sack called a sack?
I mean, it's difficult enough trying to think of an actual answer to then actually think of something funny.
Yeah, I know. I've now realised maybe people on TV actually have talent. And question 7. Why are the New Orleans Saints called the Saints?
I think we'd all know that after doing the Pick a Team series, wouldn't
we? Yeah, whoever got the Saints got lucky because I had the books, I think.
I had Falcons.
From Tim's face, I think he had the same.
I did a walking tour in New Orleans and they told me all about it. I can't remember for the life of me what it was.
You did tell me you were drunk the entire time you were there.
Yeah, I was busting for a piss. I wasn't listening.
Okay.
That is the end of round 4. Has anyone got any questions they'd like repeating? I'm on a bit of thinking time for you all now.
Okay. I feel confident on that last one. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. George, I've given you 2 options. We've got to pick one of them because that's all we've got.
What? Yeah, go for it.
Which one?
I mean, neither of them are funny. So
no, neither of them. I'm not going for the funny. I'm going for what might be true.
You're going for the answer.
Is that okay? That's not good. That's not the reaction
I
wanted.
That's a good sign that I didn't say.
Thought it was a joke.
I tell you what, you do you for that one.
Okay, so I want to know what Tim and Simon's answer was for question number 1 for this.
I'm going to get a cheeseburger.
Yeah. And Joe and George?
Oh, dear. We thought he said he's going to go home and sleep with his wife.
Well, to be fair, I thought it was do with wife, but we decided on him.
His exact phrasing was, I'm going to go and get the world's largest cheeseburger.
I'm going to think you found different information to me if you're very confident on that, because I had a cheeseburger and went to bed.
That's what he said. What, like the day after when they said, "Oh, what did you celebrate?" Straight after the game, he said that I've got a t-shirt.
I'm going to give a point both to Simon, Tim, Fergal, and Craig there, because you're both on the right vibe. Sorry.
Yeah, but once he'd finished his cheeseburger,
what did he do? He
probably did his wife.
he went to bed. I was like, they're kind of on the bed vibe, but no. Okay, question number two. Tim and Simon, what did you go for this one?
Well, Tim, it's your answer.
He won a tractor, and then he gave it to his missus.
Okay. And Fergal and Craig, what did you get for this one?
He won a truck.
Yeah, I went with a truck.
I don't know, he gave it to Wes Welker.
Wes Welker, okay. And Joe and George, what did you go for?
Go
for your one, yeah.
Well, Joe says they think he won the keys to a Nissan, and then I said that he gave them to Pete Carroll for not running on the goal line, not handing off to Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm. That's what we think.
Okay, so we're going to be giving the points there to Craig and Fergal. The answer was a Chevrolet truck, and he gave it to Malcolm Butler.
It went through my head, but I was like, surely not. Tom Brady.
Yeah, but I think that when you win a Super Bowl, you don't just get the Disneyland trip; you also win a truck. Mm. Normally,
I bet Tom Brady's just got four of them, like untouched in his garage. He's like,
it was actually his wife's dowry. That's why he paid it.
Okay, question number three. Craig and Fergal, what did you get for this one?
Should we go with that, or should we go with what my answer was, Craig's?
We can go with your answer if you want, Fergal. Go on.
He actually changed career and he changed his name. His stage name is now Mandingo, and he is a male porn star.
Okay. Tim and Simon?
I went on a similar answer. Politician.
Very similar.
Performing.
And Joe and George.
We went porn star.
Right, I don't think any of you are going to be deserving of the points here. He actually went on to invent a duck whistle, became very, very famous, and then went on to a quite renowned program called Duck Dynasty, where it's basically these quite racist multimillionaires living in their own mansion in the south of America.
The duck whistle stuff rings a bell now you mention it.
Yeah.
Duck Dynasty, if you're into kind of crazy American TV shows, it is a hell of a watch.
Somehow that was the least like plausible answer out of
I was convinced after Fergal said Mandingo that was the right answer. Hence the celebration.
Okay, time to everyone to line up there, and no points that for one. Everyone line up their dumbest option. I will start with Joe and George for this one.
Was this Antonio Brown, sorry?
Yeah, Antonio Brown's dumbest thing.
Yeah, go on, George.
He joined the Raiders.
Joined the Raiders, okay. Bit of a shot there at Tim, okay. let's go with Tim and Simon next then.
Yeah.
And Fergal and Craig.
He threw his kid out of an apartment window.
But then I realised that was actually Michael Jackson and I got them mixed up, so...
I was going to say, he didn't actually throw his kid out of a window, did he?
No, he did. That's what we're going with, yeah.
No, TV threw out the window.
It didn't happen. Craig's just called the bluff. So in that case, the points go to both of you because you both said join the Raiders.
Yeah.
I was hoping for the feet using one. That was so dumb.
We're in double figures, Joe.
We made it.
Finally cracked.
Yeah, okay. that was the Instagram Live was a great one.
Yeah, that was a near answer as well.
Yeah,
the Instagram Live.
But the whole thing was the police outside his house.
Oh yeah, that wasn't nuts. I thought the recording of John Gruden's phone call was a bit creepy.
Mm.
Right, let me have a go at these. Right, Joe. I mean, I love the effort. Tim, you've done a Valentine's Raider. Yeah, I think the points here are going to Craig and Fergal, both pretty solid. So you can have two. Simon and Tim, you can have one each. And sorry, George, you're pulled a bit down by Joe there. Neither of you get a point.
Sorry.
And question number six. Does anyone actually know why the sack was called a sack? Anyone know they've got the right answer?
Oh, sorry, you sounded plausible.
I went the theory that it looked like a takedown in wrestling.
Okay,
fine. We've got something similar. Go on, Fagel, you come up with this one. So
I thought, is it short for ransack the defense? Like ransack okay. the defense, I mean.
And Joe or George?
We said it's because the quarterback would soon lose his job after getting hit.
I like that idea, but Fergal and Craig are actually remarkably close. It is Deacon Jones popularized it by saying that just like a city with getting sacked devastates it, the offense is sacked like a city. So yeah, pretty on nail there, Fergal. Did you hear that somewhere or something?
Guess it.
Good guess. And finally, number eight. And so seven, sorry. I'm really interested someone got this because I was surprised that it wasn't what I thought it was. So
I think I can remember what it was.
Tim, Simon, what did you get for this?
Well, originally, the city of New Orleans was a burial site for the people of Louisiana. And there were so many burials there and there were so many funerals that they said that the saints must have lived in New Orleans. That's why all the dead bodies were there. And that's why they're called New Orleans Saints.
Okay. Joe and George?
I just said, like, that you saw a saint there one day. Like, you know, one of the saints from, like, the Bible. They were just there. They were seen there. I don't know, along them lines.
Just out for a stag night on Bourbon Street.
No, there was a lot of hesitation on the other answer to that. Can I know what the other one was?
Something about Saint Nick.
The answer?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was...
You might as well have just skipped over us, to be honest.
Yeah, they're not very plausible.
And Craig and Fergal, what have you gone for?
Okay, if I remember right, I think it's something to do with All Saints Day. So was it created on All Saints Day?
Yeah, that's definitely the closest. The league agreed to accept the New Orleans team on All Saints Day, so they called it the New Orleans Saints. So yeah, pretty on the money there, Craig. Well done, but get a point. But literally, like, imagine if some of the names in the league are just a bit questionable and you could do so much to upgrade them.
Like one thing I liked about the XFL was some of the names. I think the NFL could go the same dragon. Well. Yeah, come up with something a bit more
rough names.
American.
Yeah, Tomahawks and shit. It's cool. The New York Football Giants.
Well, if you could create a franchise, what would you call it?
The Honey Badgers.
I like that.
It's the capybaras, the largest of all the rodents.
Mate, no one likes a hippo. No one likes to fight a hippo.
You're wrong, not wrong. The deadliest mammal. Yeah.
Where would you be based then, Joe? The where hippos?
The word hippo, I don't know. Where are all the... what's the fattest state in America?
Texas, probably.
Yeah, wherever that is.
Barney. You want to compete and create and, yeah, found the Houston hippos?
Yeah, Houston Hippos. There we go.
If New York can have two teams, then
yeah.
I read one. I was like, what of the three New York teams actually play in New York?
Buffalo.
Yeah, play in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Looking at points, how are we doing, Joe George?
We're 0-10 at the moment.
Yeah,
0-10. Nice, solid. Up in the double digits. Loving it. Mm-hmm. Tim, Simon, how are you guys looking?
17, I made it, sir.
Yeah.
17, okay. Fergal, Craig?
21.
Ooh.
Okay.
They're just surging ahead.
There's definitely potential to take it in this one, and it's essentially young versus old. First time I've ever called you young, Craig. Right. And of course, Joe and George, you still have a chance if you clean sweep it. Don't be afraid. Question number one. These are all questions about the game of football. What players would be on the field if they were running an offensive 13 personnel package? I know Fergal and Craig are both defensive players, so I do know Fergal plays a lot of Madden.
What was it? What players will be on the
What players are on the field on an offensive roster if they're in a 13 personnel? Okay, question two. If a kickoff lands in bounds and then bounces out without touching a player, where is the ball spotted?
Come on, Mr. Referee.
Tired.
Okay, question number three. This one blew my mind. Apart from in between his legs, how else can a player snap a ball?
Really?
I just love seeing George's reactions to Joe's suggestion.
I'm just trying to picture that.
Well, it's doable.
Yeah. You should question it if you're saying it's doable. Okay, question number four. How long is an end zone? NFL end zone.
Sorry.
You can't count it.
Hey, so it's not like rugby where they can decide how big it is.
No.
No, it's set standard, isn't it?
Well, in rugby, you can choose your own stadium's end zone. That's cool.
Sometimes it's more like Bath at the Rec. Their touch, like their end zone, is like literally 3 meters.
Yeah, whereas, tiny,
mate. It's like at Old Trafford when they did a Challenge Cup final. Like if you like die for a try, you're going straight into the advertising boards. It's brutal.
Okay, question five. How long is an extra point on a touchdown? If you were kicking it, how far away would the ball be spotted from the touchdown? How many officials officiate an NFL game?
Oh, see? I saw that there was that photo the other day of the... the first all-black officiating crew?
Yeah, it's not the guys from New Zealand, could remember.
How many? Oh, God. Yeah. That one took me a while, actually.
Yeah, Craig, yeah.
Yeah. Right. How can a team score just 1 point?
Oh, balls, this happened.
Just see Joe looking at George and nodding.
That's what it's called.
Morse code. Okay, question number eight. What is the minimum rookie salary? Question nine. If a snap was to go through the quarterback's legs and then be picked up by the running back, what would be called?
Can you repeat that, sorry?
If a snap was to go through the quarterback's legs untouched and picked up by the running back, what would be called? Craig's hopeful look.
Craig.
What from Russian?
And question number 10, what is the maximum a team can win by in overtime?
Right, could you repeat? Have we finished in this section now?
Yeah, that's the quiz.
Could you repeat the first question of the section for me, please?
Yeah, what players would be on the field if they were running a 13 personnel package?
What was question four?
How long is an NFL end zone?
What was question five?
How long is a extra point on a touchdown? Like how long's the kick?
Right, okay. That changes it.
Yeah.
Let's go through the answers for round five. The question one, the 13 personnel package, you've got your offensive line as usual, your quarterback, your running back, and you have one wide receiver and three tight ends. One running back, one receiver.
Right, what are you talking about? We got it right.
You with your 12 men on the field?
And I just couldn't add up.
Okay. Question number two. If a kick lands inbounds and bounces out untouched, where does it go? What did everyone get for this?
The 40?
We got the 35.
35.
It is the 40.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
You bastard.
Hey, I'm interested to see how people are going to get this one. What is the alternative way to snap a ball?
Over your head.
Over the head.
Over the head.
No way.
We said kick it.
None of you are right. Interestingly, it's basically, this, you have to do the same motion. It has to be one long continuous motion, but you can stand perpendicular to the line and just do it like that. It's called the sideways or slinging gait. So you basically stand looking at the sideline. Yeah, you stand looking at the sideline, ball on the ground, and you're basically throwing it at them.
Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
You got to turn then.
You're side on, aren't you, for the rush? You're just leaving a nice big hole for someone.
Right. Question number four, which was the how long is an NFL end zone? Everyone get this one?
Yeah, 10 yards.
12.
Probably
12. 10 yards.
Oh, that's why we're
doing a hard field.
George.
Oh, sorry, mate. I mean, I don't think we were in it, really. But
okay.
We had to go for the obscure answer because, you know, on the off chance, you know, you've got to risk it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Differentials.
That's what I'm doing in predictions right now.
Yeah.
I've got the Broncos beating the Saints.
I've got the Jets winning.
Oh, yeah, you do, to be fair. Sorry.
That's pretty bold.
Oh, that's good for us tomorrow then, Tim. Thanks.
So, Tim and Simon, how long is a PAT?
What do we have, Simon?
The punt to 32.
32, yeah.
George, Joe?
Oh, shit. we went 25.
So, Craig?
Yeah, I've gone 33.
It is 33.
Oh.
Dougal and Craig get the point. Okay, so
we had 32 as well. We were running out in between 32 and 33 for ages.
Yeah, because you snap it from the 25, don't you? So
that's what we were going for.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I thought it was actually where the ball was placed for the snap rather than the kick.
Yeah.
Do you want? You can have the point then. Don't worry.
Aww.
Does it snap from the 15 because you had the 10 yards from the end zone?
Okay, you lose the point again. Sorry about this.
Cheers, Fergal.
Fergal's playing to win. He's running points.
He's playing to win and deducting points from
respect
from the Jets. As if it couldn't get any worse.
How many officials officiate a game, Simon?
I've gone for 8.
Gone for 8. Fergal, Craig?
7.
Joe, George?
6.
Fergal and Craig with it again. It's 7.
Oh,
you can have an 8-man crew.
You said 8.
You can have it. I'm not anymore. A
line judge, a field judge, a side judge, a back judge, a headlinesman, an umpire, and a referee.
The back judge is the best one because his initials on the back is always just BJ.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh every time.
Okay, Joe and George, what was your answer for how do you get 1 point?
Free kick.
A free kick?
Yeah. I think that's what it's called.
Do you want to describe a free kick to me?
I can't remember, but the Panthers had one, didn't they, in London, like, 2 years ago, like, last year? They just kicked the ball before half-time, and they were like, oh, this has never really happened before. I could be making this up, but I honestly, that's okay, what I remember.
Simon, what was your answer?
Tim, you can shout this out. This come from you.
Return missed extra point. That's wrong.
Yeah, we've done the same. Return a PAT.
Yeah, a safety on a extra point attempt. So, yeah, you're both getting the point.
Oh, cool.
Okay, what's the minimum wage for a rookie? Anyone know?
250,000.
Nope. Craig?
What's Fagel's guess? Go on, mate.
546,000 a year.
And Joe and George, what have you gone for?
Joe, you say $50,000?
Yeah, that was one of the answers.
I mean, wow. I did say 50 quid.
So. I said free, volunteer.
Fergal and Craig are nearest there at $480,000. Wow. So does anyone know what play that is if it gets snapped through the quarterback's legs and is picked up by the running back?
What you, as in like what the refs would call or what the play is actually called? Like,
What would be called?
Play on.
It is a false start.
Really?
Yeah, it took me ages to understand. But basically, it has to touch the person it's meant to be going to. So it, basically, if the quarterback doesn't touch it, but the running back grabs it and moves, he's moved before the snaps have gotten to his destination, essentially.
So what if the center's really good with his snap and purposefully the QB stood there with, you know, legs wide apart straight to the running back?
Trick
back. And then just goes lead block all the way in.
Well, I'm assuming you'd have to inform the ref beforehand, we're going to run this, so he's going to be the guy.
Personally, I'd just call it a Megs.
Turn around, wee!
Right, just wheeling up the pitch.
And question number 10. The maximum a team can win is 9. Anyone get that?
9?
Oh, yeah. Because they get a field goal, the other team gets a chance, so they could then score another field goal, and then the other team gets another chance, they score, so yeah.
It's not.
Fuck.
No. Field goal, pick 6.
Pick 6, yeah.
Goes right.
No, yeah.
Or a field goal in your first possession.
Oh, yeah.
No, points on the bat, and then you've scored, so you've won.
Yep.
Okay, so let's do a little leaderboard. In third, bronze medal. Boys, cheer yourselves up. The New York Jets have come third.
We'll take it.
How many points do you get overall?
11.
11? Solid.
Yeah, I think that's a bit harsh. Oh, no, we got that. We got the field goal taken away from us again, didn't we?
Yeah.
So
11.
I actually don't know who's won this. Tim, Simon, how are you guys looking?
We came second. We got 20.
Yep.
20. Craig and Fergal?
We finished on 26.
26, okay. Cripped away just at the end there. Good job, boys.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, all right, guys.
Congratulations.
Well, it may not make good listening on the pod, but I enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, cheers, Adam. Thanks for doing the question.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice to just relax and talk just stupid football shit.
Has anyone got a favourite player of the year so far?
Oh, it's got to be that Hail Mary in the Cards Bills game.
The Hail Mary.
Yeah, that unbelievable.
Derek Henry's next mammoth run was pretty monstrous.
Nelson Aguilar's had some fantastic catches this season, Adam.
Yeah, that surprised me. That game the other day.
He had one really bad drop, and I was like, "Thank God he's still dropping them."
It was that. Mine was probably that time that Lamar Jackson actually threw for more than 20 yards on a pass.
I was gonna say to Craig, how long are we gonna wait until for a Hollywood Brown deep touchdown? I think he might.
Personally,
be
mate, I think he's a waste of space. I think
George, don't set him off. We had him for 20 minutes on this the other day.
I think Brown's a waste of space, mate. I think out of all of the receivers we could have picked in that draft, we picked quite poorly. But I think part of the bad performance for Lamar has been the play calling. The play calling has been awful. I think like we've gone from trying to pass the ball to just trying to force the run now.
I mean, he's not on target at all this season. A lot of them are very errant throws.
Well, I know. Well, now Dez is fully signed up to the 53-man squad, so who knows what's going on there? Poor Boykins has been kicked out, basically. I think.
You've got talent in there, big old Dez.
You good if it was...
I mean, we needed Nick Boyle, and
did you say Matt Patricia's getting fired if he loses this game?
I did. Yeah, you did.
Does that get you additional bonus points in your prediction, Lee?
No.
Well, he'll take anything he can get.
I'd do horrible things for a few points.
I mean, I almost said to Joe when I saw your predictions, and I had a bad feeling about the Pats game for us, and I was like, I just didn't believe that he kind of followed you guys and backed the Ravens over his own team.
Well, I was very pleased that I called the Rams on two lone wolves in a row and got it. That was my shining torch. Alongside a 5-point week.
What do you guys think about how well the Colts are actually doing this season?
They are slowly getting better and better and better and better.
Yeah.
And I think they'd be even better without old man Rivers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not Jonathan Taylor getting all the yards. The Joe and his great fantasy pick.
Shut.
I was looking, your team at the start was like, I looked at yours after our draft and was like, oh my God, that's incredible. Like, if they went, but.
Not making playoffs, yeah. Yeah. Classic.
What do you guys think about Trubisky, Stan?
Just because Nick Foles is hurt.
I hate to say it, Adam, but Trubisky's better than Foles, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to put a lot of the blame on Bears, and they've got Matt Nagy is fucking terrible right now. But yeah, Nick Foles is a system quarterback, so he needs a good kind of offense to be nice and well-oiled, and it's just not.
Is that your
tough game to throw him into, though, against the Packers?
But stranger things have happened.
Yeah. Nick Foles to the Patriots, then. System QB.
No, thank you.
Craig, who would you rather we kept, Judon or Za'Darius Smith?
I'd probably have gone with Smith.
Yeah. Is it great? What is it with all these pass rushes? I mean, they're semi-decent for the Ravens, and then they go on elsewhere and have these like unbelievable seasons. Judon, I'm not a big fan of him. I hope we get rid of him, to be honest, and don't at the end of the season.
Honestly, mate, don't complain about your defense.
I don't know. I mean, Humphrey started really well this year, and then like the last few games, and Peters, they've been a bit. I mean, I know everything's been a bit topsy turvy in terms of COVID and things like that, but I think we haven't been the same team across the board. Well, apart from Tucker, I mean, honestly, I think he's my favourite player. Honestly, legend.
So consistent, isn't he? Like, he's bailed us out so many times.
First time I played fantasy football, I was doing like where you follow the auto draft, like you just pick and fill the positions. So I was like, oh, I need a kicker, so I just picked best kicker, Justin Tucker, and I won that first fantasy season. And I was like, this Justin Tucker is a special man.
I did one. I had no idea. Never played it before. I never watched American football, and I did an auto draft, and I got Drew Brees and Rob Gronkowski, and it was the season Brees got like 5,000 yard season. I ended up winning, and I didn't realise I'd won until about April that year, because I'd forgotten about October. I went back on and I was like, oh, I won. Nice.
I mean, I picked Saquon, I think, second this year, so in one of my other drafts. So that went well.
We saw Davante Adams first overall, and that's actually paying dividends.
Yeah, we were taking a mick. And
we picked up Kamara fifth, though, which was a very nice pick.
How are we doing in that, by the way?
I've been managing them. I think we're kind of just coasting in the middle, because I kind of just make sure all the best point available players are in.
Yeah.
I've not been going on fantasy this year.
Now, we've seen a few games from Tua. How are you feeling about Tua and the Dolphins, Simon?
Still not 100% sold, but obviously he's not got a massive amount of talent around him. I mean, we've got no running game, which was always going to be an issue. Losing Preston Williams was a massive loss. I think they'd sort of found a little bit of an understanding. And now he got banged up last week, got pulls. It sounds like Fitz is going to start tomorrow as well. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks for him, really.
So you can stick the Tua jersey next to your Ryan Tannehill jersey in your wardrobe.
Yeah, I've got a right collection there. Oh, yeah.
I really like that defence. That defence is like, it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, if you can run the ball on us, you do all right. I mean, Denver are obviously quite a good running team anyway. Luckily, the Jets haven't really got a lot, so I'm quite optimistic about that game tomorrow. But then we've got a couple of nice, easy games coming up with the Raiders and the Chiefs. So
Do you think the Jets could be the trap game though?
Oh God, yeah.
Watch them Flacco deep balls.
Flacco to Perriman. Oh.
I mean, the one good thing, our secondary is good, but they will get tested tomorrow because it sounds like Darnold's going to start anyway.
Yeah. So.
All right.
But you know, there's obviously no love lost between the two franchises, so it'd be quite funny.
Smash them.
It'd be Please funny if they do beat, especially if they do mess up the first overall pick. That would make me laugh.
Oh my God!
Quite a Jets thing to do.
It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I want the highest pick possible. I don't want to be in the playoffs anymore. I'm done with the NFC East.
Is it Washington with four wins?
I think the Giants are sitting on top.
I think Giants take that division this year.
I think the Giants have hit their stride after Thanksgiving, and that's kind of what you need to get into the playoffs.
Will they win with six or seven wins?
I don't know. The Cowboys losing Zach Martin's a bit of a kicking while they're trying to get back up.
I've been saying this since like week four, week five. I think six wins takes this division.
I just want like a top 10 pick. I've not seen the top 10 pick for so long for the Eagles, and I know we're going to fuck it up regardless. But there's been talks that Doug Peterson is getting on a warmer seat.
Can you justify a 6-win playoff team?
Nah.
Yeah, it's the league, innit? That's the way the cookie crumbles.
I'd love when you look 6 wins and then they like kicked out the Saints or someone. The Saints couldn't make it.
The annoying thing is the Chiefs are lacking this position where they're just so good and nothing's really going wrong. Now there's just no news and you're just like, oh, Chiefs are probably going to win again. That's nice.
It was like, oh, like the Raiders gave us a test and they did give us a test, but it was more focused on, look how nearly the Chiefs lost. And it was like, not like, oh, the Chiefs are lost.
I don't know. I was saying this in the last episode. You know, I think they look more vulnerable than last year. I thought that the Chiefs were going to look better this year, but I don't think you look as good as you did last year.
I mean, Travis Kelce is cementing a Hall of Fame career at the minute. He is...
And Le'Veon Bell.
7th overall with yards, and he has got his 5th season with 1,000 yards receiving in a row. First tight end ever to do it, I think.
Yeah, I think that's true. I saw that.
Well, that'll be next weekend when he hits it.
Okay, should we call it there then, boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Really enjoyed having you boys on. I do like a good quiz, so hopefully we can do this next year with you lads again, if you're up for it. Commiserations to George and Simon. Well done, Fergal, on the winning team. Anything you want to say to the listeners?
No, thanks for having me. I mean, you don't want to look too good on your debut, so
exactly.
Always leave them wanting more.
Thanks for having us back on again, guys. It's always good fun to natter.
It was good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Hope you all enjoyed this episode. Tell us what you think, how you did in the quiz. Thanks again to EP Sports, our partners. Go check them out, epsports.co.uk, for all the merch that NFL needs. And let's look forward to some more football. See you later.